Gang violence is mostly a big city problem, but in parts of the rural Northwest, police are grappling with gang rivalries, graffiti, and even drive-by shootings. Just ask Darren Smith, chief of police in Royal City, Washington, population 2,000.
People think, oh, a bunch of wannabes. I go, anytime a kid picks up a gun and points it at someone else, that's a real deal. Anybody who doesn't accept or acknowledge that there's gangs and there's a problem, they're a little naive.
And it's not just in the small towns. Gang members are frequenting public recreation areas, boat launches, fishing holes, hunting areas. This week, we're taking a look at what police say is a resurgence of gang activity, especially in rural areas. In part one of our series, Living in Gangland, we go on patrol with a Washington Fish and Wildlife cop. Officer Chad McGarry pulls his state-issue pickup into a public boat ramp. We're near Potholes Reservoir in Grant County in central Washington.
I have three kids myself, and I don't come down here unless I'm armed, and I know where I'm going to be going fishing.
That's because this fishing spot is gang turf. Just check out the graffiti.
Every single sign that we have here is tagged up.
So are the public bathrooms, even the large rocks and boulders. Everywhere you look, there's gang graffiti on top of gang graffiti. Giant spray-painted letters in blue.
And then crossed out in red saying, blue came in and tagged it up, and red says, no, this is our area, not your area.
Red for Norteño, blue for Sereno. These are the main rival gangs around here. According to the sheriff's office, there are more than 400 known gang members in this sprawling rural county of just 85,000 people. Last year, there were 3 gang-related homicides, 66 times when someone brandished or fired a gun, and 337 reports of gang tagging. Grant County Deputy Joe Harris is the one who compiles these stats. He can also tell you the stories behind the numbers, like the time he responded to a call of a 10-year-old boy wounded in a drive-by shooting.
And he's just laying there in his bed, and he gets woken up by a gunshot, a bullet that went through his head.
He survived. Police believe the boy's older brother was the intended target. Gangs in rural America are not new. The National Youth Gang Survey showed a dramatic increase in rural gangs between 2002 and 2008, the last year those numbers are available. In the Northwest, that can mean a collision of outdoor recreation and gang culture. As we drive, Officer McGarry spots 3 boys fishing in a small creek. It looks like a Mayberry moment, but when he stops to check their fishing licenses, he finds some marijuana. Soon, the youngest of the boys is in handcuffs.
Where do you guys live at?
As McGarry writes him a ticket for the marijuana, he notices gang writing on the kid's shoe.
Norteño killer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll call this kid Eduardo to protect his identity as a minor. He claims membership in a local Sereno gang, the Southside Locos. Eduardo tells Officer McGarry he's been expelled from school, he can't read, he's on juvenile probation, and he's just 13. After Eduardo's uncuffed and with his mother present, I ask him if he's a gang member or just an associate.
Gang member.
A gang member, and you're proud of it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just want to be a nice kid and go fishing and get a job, go to college?
Because our life's boring.
Boring?
Yeah.
It's hard to believe I'm having this conversation in such an idyllic setting, a fishing hole surrounded by pasture land, a big eastern Washington sky overhead. I ask Eduardo if I should believe what the cops are telling me about gangs in this pocket of rural Washington.
They say that you guys burglarize, you tag, you run some marijuana, and you shoot at each other. Does that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah.
So they're telling me the truth?
Pretty much.
By now, the other 2 boys have come up from the fishing hole. The oldest is 17. I'll call him Jose. He, too, says he's a Southside loco and has an arrest record. I'm still trying to understand.
You're out here near Royal City, Washington. Why do you have to be a member of a gang?
That's how it is, man. It's just how it is.
It's just what everybody's doing?
No, I'm just saying that's how I grew up and stuff. That's how it is, man.
Were your parents gang members?
Nope, I'm just like, it's what you see, man. That's how you grow up. It's a place where you grow up like that.
Back in his truck, Officer McGarry says he ran Jose's name on the computer. An officer safety alert popped up. He's known to carry a gun. It's a warning McGarry takes seriously. He says police out here in Sagebrush Country have had some pretty violent run-ins with gang members in recent years. Even off-duty officers have been targeted, including McGarry. It happened 2 years ago.
That's when I got burglarized.
McGarry and his wife came home to find their house ransacked. But the real shock came when they ventured downstairs. Spray painted on the wall was a Sereno gang tag.
They put a big SSL on there, Southside Crazy Boys, saying, "This is the gang that took your stuff."
It happened just as Officer McGarry was leaving the Royal City Police Department to join Fish and Wildlife. He thought he was signing on to chase poachers, and he does. But he can't escape the gangs. His new assignment? He's been named to the Columbia Basin Anti-Gang Task Force, a first for a Washington Fish and Wildlife officer. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.